Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be hearing from the United Way as their biggest initiative for their annual community campaign is set to finish tomorrow. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone is Fort McMurray's newest celebrity. Yes, I'll say celebrity. And that is Mariam Sagai. And Mariam, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And congratulations are in order, as we found out late last week that you were named the 2020 Breakthrough Challenge Science International winner, which is just absolutely fantastic news to hear. And maybe just to start off, what was going through your mind when you found out that that you won this international competition?
I was just in shock. I don't think I was able to process anything. I really just froze and I was like, is this real?
When you found out, too, that you were the first Canadian, let alone the first person in Fort McMurray in Alberta, the first Canadian to take home this international award, what does that mean? I'm assuming just more shock, but when you heard that stat, what was going through your mind?
I'm really honored to be the first Canadian, and hopefully I won't be the last. I want to encourage more Canadians, more people, and even like Ethiopians, where my family's from, to participate in this challenge. Mm-hmm.
So let's get a little bit more into the actual challenge. And competitors were tasked with providing, I believe it was a 3-minute video on any topic that they wanted. And you chose quantum tunneling. I know that's a very complicated one, and you explained it as best you could in your 3-minute video, and I was trying to follow along. And I feel like I got a little bit of it because of your description, but it's still a little confusing. Can you maybe explain to our listeners a little bit about quantum tunneling?
Yeah, so, well, honestly, the video is the best explanation I can give, but to run through the gist of it quickly, it's basically at the subatomic level, so objects smaller than atoms, stuff that make up atoms, they are able to basically walk straight through barriers because of certain properties that they have that you don't really see. Well, you obviously can't see, and it's not very easy to just, like, give it a direct analogy to what you see around you, but they're just able to walk straight through a barrier, and it's one of the reasons that the sun is able to let out so much heat and that we're able to live.
Okay. What drove you to talk about that topic? Again, you could talk about anything you wanted. And why did you choose quantum tunneling?
Yeah, so the challenge gives you the options of doing your topic on either like physics, mathematics, life sciences, and this year, COVID-19. And I knew like physics out of those was probably my favorite topic. And I thought I was going to make my video on entropy, and that's where I was leaning towards for a while. And I was watching a video, something about, like, the heat death of the universe, like, related to entropy. And it quickly, like, very briefly mentioned quantum tunneling at the end. And I was like, whoa, what's quantum tunneling? I've never heard of this before. Like, if you search up, like, quantum phenomena on like the internet or somewhere, you don't typically see quantum tunneling. There's a lot that comes back, like entanglement and things like that, but I've never seen quantum tunneling. And so after seeing that, I just kind of went down a rabbit hole of articles and just kept reading all sorts of things, and then I was very convinced that I could tell a better story about tunneling than entropy.
Well, our talk right now doesn't do it justice. And like you mentioned, your 3-minute video really does explain it quite well. So we do have that up on the Mixed News page for anyone who is wants to learn a little bit more or just see the award-winning video. Just a couple more questions for you, Miriam, and I'm going to let you go. And I know that one of the individuals who, I guess, surprised you in finding out that you won was former NASA astronaut Scott Kelly. And what were your thoughts on that? You actually getting a chance to chat with somebody who's actually been out in space?
It means a lot, you know, because I grew up here, like in Fort McMurray, and I've never met a scientist or astronaut or, like, you know, anyone in science until, like, my grade 11 bio and math teacher, who used to be an ecologist, and this whole challenge, like, this whole experience, this journey, like, seeing the list of judges and seeing, like, all these scientists just knowing that they're watching my video and, I guess, validating my work, it just means so much. And I can't, it's so much to absorb sometimes. Going from not knowing a single scientist, like, always loving science, but never seeing or meeting a scientist, to them validating my work, scientists from around the world who are in the front of their fields, and it's just so, yeah, it means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, let's talk about the overall prize. And by winning, you're getting a $250,000 scholarship. That's $250,000 in American, yeah. So a little bit more Canadian. Your science teacher, Catherine Vladika Davies, is going to be getting $50,000 American. Your high school is going to be getting a state-of-the-art science lab, $100,000 American. Just your thoughts on that. And I'm curious if you have any ideas of where you want to go for post-secondary.
Yeah, so it's obviously, it's definitely life-changing, and for the community and for, I guess, generations to come, really, to have that and to have access to that kind of equipment and a lab like that at school is a lot, and it definitely will help fostering a love of science in the community, and that means a lot to me. And Ms. Vladika, I'm sure she's very pleased with the prize as well. And yeah, the scholarship, I don't know where I'm going. I need to apply to different places now because that's completely changed. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Miriam, that's pretty much all the questions I have. But is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
I don't know. I think that's good.
All right. Well, Miriam, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. And anytime I talk to you, I'm going to keep saying it. Congratulations. You're making Fort McMurray proud. Like I said, first Canadian. What an honor. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Miriam Sagai, winner of the 2020 Breakthrough Challenge, the first person in Canada to win this international competition. So if you're looking for more information, again, if you're looking to view her award-winning 3-minute video on quantum tunneling, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be chatting with the United Way about their community campaign and their new initiative, which is set to finish tomorrow.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Miriam Sagai, who is the 2020 Breakthrough Challenge winner. And this is an international competition, and she won for producing a 3-minute video that explained quantum tunneling. So if you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Joining me over the phone right now is Craig Picton, who is the 2020 United Way Community Campaign Chair. So, Craig, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and we had you back on the show, I believe it was early November, late October, and we were talking about a new initiative looking to raise funds for the United Way campaign, and we're going to get a little bit of an update on that as time is running out for this new initiative. But again, this is really important, I think, just because the United Way supports so many local organizations in town. Maybe for those who don't know, explain a little bit about this year's campaign. How much are you guys hoping to raise to help out your sister agencies?
Thanks, Jaron. Well, it's been a challenging year, I guess, for everyone, as I can imagine. You know, it's been tough with the COVID hitting us. And then economic, obviously. So this year, more than ever, is the key for us. Our campaign is called Local Love, and our subheading is Now More Than Ever. And we're hoping to get people involved. We'd really love to hit that 4 million mark. And, you know, being that it's difficult in a world where we've basically had to do everything virtually, you know, you can't go out there and shake hands and talk to people and really tell them what the United Way does and how much it impacts. But I can tell people who know about the campaign, and for those who don't, maybe more importantly, we help so many member agencies around town. You know, with our pillars, we want to bring an end to poverty. We want to make sure that every kid has an opportunity to learn and have a bright future. So with that said, we can really use those dollars, and we put them basically in every pillar of our community that needs help. Mm-hmm.
And I know we were talking a little bit off air, and you said it's still too early to see how much you guys have raised and if you're going to hit that $4 million mark. But kind of branching off that, and you brought up an interesting point, how this year it's so much different of COVID and everything's really been held virtually. But in this month or so that the campaign has been underway, or definitely over a month, have you noticed maybe a lot of attention from the community this year?
Every year we get a lot of support from the community. We all know that Fort McMurray is great for that. Rain or shine, people in Fort McMurray always come through. So we knew that that was going to happen. But again, it's such a new world order this year, and not being able to go out and meet people. But our partners and our workplace campaigns and our Red Menu campaign, you know, they've all stepped up. And of course, Syncrude and Suncor, CNRL, Enbridge, you name it. Everyone's been really great at adapting and creating a new environment and ways to raise money. So it's been fantastic to watch all of our supporters and the help they've given us. I would just say that I think running things like our 50-50 draws online has made it easy for people, and we've been able to keep that message out there, which is vitally important, because the more you get your message out, the more opportunity you have to reach people and let them know how important and how vital the United Way campaign is to our community.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Craig Picton, chair of the 2020 United Way Community Campaign, and we're going to be talking about their biggest initiative, which is set to finish tomorrow.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Craig Picton, the 2020 United Way Community Campaign Chair. And we are talking about this year's campaign, which obviously is definitely a little different due to the pandemic, that they are still looking to raise around $4 million. And I kept noting throughout the start of our talk, Craig, about this big initiative, and we had you back in October to talk about it. And it's set to get, to, or I guess be finished tomorrow, and that is the really, really, really big Christmas cash draw. So maybe just start off, talk to the residents a little bit about this initiative for those who don't know. And again, like I mentioned, it's getting, I guess it's supposed to finish tomorrow, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is, yeah. Basically, we've been doing a really, really, really big 50-50 draws, and those have created a lot of interest and I think a lot of excitement in the community. One of the things that we heard from people who were buying tickets was, hey, why don't you do something for Christmas, around Christmas time, because wouldn't it be great to win some money at Christmas? And we listened to those people who were really engaged with the platform and decided to do exactly that. So this year is our first year doing a really, really, really big Christmas cash draw. And we are, what we usually do, as you know, is do it on a one-day period, but this time it was over an extended period to allow people to buy tickets. And if they wanted to buy more, they could as well. With us closing in on the draw that's now taking place tomorrow. So I guess you could say that this has turned into a one-day 50-50. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to buy your tickets in different increments. We've got three price points. You can get your tickets. And then tomorrow is going to be the big draw. Right around noon, we're going to find out who is going to win all that cash for Christmas. And someone is going to get an early present from Santa, and one I think they're going to really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And the prize is up to $150,000. I know the United Way is noting that there's a guaranteed take home of $50,000, which is great for whoever wins. Fingers crossed for me. But I think what's really important here is, again, this is a 50-50 draw. So yes, that individual is going to have, like you said, a great holiday, but the United Way itself is going to get a lot of funds out of it too.
Right, exactly. And we can max up to $300,000 in tickets. So there's still time to get tickets, as we talked about. And if we see the kind of engagement that we've seen in our previous draws, I have a feeling that after we get off the air here, there's going to be a lot of people rushing to their computers to buy their tickets in hopes that tomorrow they're going to win all of that cash. And to your point, it could be up to $150,000 if we sell out. So still time to get your tickets, and still a great opportunity. And as you mentioned, it's going to be well over $50,000 in someone's pocket, but wouldn't it be great to get it up to $150,000? And that's our goal, because the rest of the money will circulate into the needed agencies in our community, which is what we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Craig, before I let you go, one more time for those who are listening and maybe just kind of forgot, or they want to get an extra ticket, where can they do so?
You can go to uw5050.ca, get your tickets there. As we said, time is running out, but you still do have time. And if you pick the winning ticket, you are going to be one happy person. And there's going to be a big sleigh with a lot of money visiting your house tomorrow.
I know I'm not just speaking for myself, but so many people in the community. And it's been a long time since United Way hit its annual campaign goal. How great would it be if this initiative and others that you're holding were able to finally hit that goal in 2020, this one year that has taken so much? If we can hit the goal, that would be such a great year, a great way to end the year.
Well, whatever we raise, it's going to be fantastic. But if we hit the goal on a year like this, it'll just, you know, once again, prove what a community we have here in Fort McMurray. And as I said, our slogan this year is now more than ever. And if that was ever the case, this is for sure the year.
All right. Well, Craig, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
The only thing I'd like to say is thanks to our community to this point, and all of our member agencies, our campaigns, our workplaces who have done a phenomenal job helping us out. There's still more to do, but we know with the help that we've received so far and with this 50-50 taking place tomorrow, we're really hoping to reach that goal. And even if we don't, the community has really done everything it could to make sure this is another positive year for the United Way.
All right. Well, Craig, I said it back in October and I'll say it again. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and best of luck with the cash draw.
Thanks, Jaron. Thanks for the help from Mix 103.7 as well.
Once again, that was Craig Picton, chair of the 2020 United Way Community Campaign. If you're looking for more information about the campaign, or you're looking for more information about the cash draw, all you have to do is head to mix1037fm.com. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.